EDF ripoff. On a recent visit to the Northeast, I was talking to a worker in an EDF energy call center. In talks about pay with GMB and Unite union negotiators, EDF energy bosses said the workers in the Northeast call center were paid too much for what they do. They offered a one-off non-consolidated taxable bonus of £450 for 2019. Workers in the call centers are low paid, although those in the south of England are paid more than those in the north, because of legacy arrangements with previous utility companies which EDF took over. EDF nuclear workers were offered 3.35%, which they have rejected. Workers in field services have rejected an offer of 1.2%. EDF has said that profits are down in its nuclear sector, and it cannot afford to pay more. This is far from the truth. EDF would rather pay shareholders dividends than workers' wages. EDF made £691 million in profits last year. It paid shareholders an interim dividend of 15p per share in December 2018, and will pay a further 16p on the 10th of June. Although stock in the parent company is mostly owned by the French state, there are 3,010,267,676 shares in EDF altogether. Meanwhile, EDF increased its standard variable tariff rate by 10% on the 7th of February. Workers should reject the offer and demand a proper pay rise. We need to nationalize the utility companies under democratic workers' control, so that workers get proper wages and customers get a fair deal. Claire Wilkins, Nottingham.